Hope you're well, and see you later next time. Bye.
Unscripted. Unpredictable episode of The Curated Catastrophe, starring your gorgeous and talented co-hosts, Maldoror and Shay from the Bay. Only here on RadioValencia.fm. Every Sunday, broadcasting at 2 p.m. Pacific Time. The self-proclaimed king and queens of slapdashery themselves. They're up next.
And now for something completely different.
This is Maldoror's mom. I love listening to Radio Valencia FM. 87.9. 87.9. 87.9.
Oh.
Fuck. On 87.9 Radio Valencia.
Paying rent on this storefront space on the gamble that we'd get enough DJs to make rent on the storefront space. And we're in that, like, right, is the gamble going to pay off or is it not phase. So, hey, tell your friends all about Radio Valencia. Say, hey, I heard this asshole the other day on the radio, and you can do a better job than him. You should be on the radio. And then send an email to shows@radiovalencia.fm, and we'll put you on the air. With almost no training whatsoever.
You're listening to The Cure to Catastrophe, where the grass is always greener on the other side, because Shay and Maldoror aren't over there fucking things up.
Kitchen just to sit about. I ain't never back with chickens. I ain't finished starting now. No, it's a table feed. I don't do the talk nice. We speak anciently. Ask me how I'm pulling up. I say scraping lead. Ja, ja, ja. Wild man, she love me the last. Ha, ha, ha. Yo, la persona non grata. I'm scraping through the city with my nigga LaDanya. In the 600, ain't no smoke. It's a gotta. You niggas never seen a whole damn enchilada. Ha, ha, ha.
El dinero blanco. Hey, hey. Yo.
If you hear this opening track, you know it's The Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm.
Come on, here we go again, motherfucker, yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on down and see the idiot right here, too fucked to beg and not afraid to care. What's the matter with calamity anyway? Right, get the fuck out of my face. Understand, I can't feel anything. It isn't like I want to sift through the decay. I feel like a wound, like I got a fucking gun against my head. You live when I'm dead. People equal shit. People equal shit. People equal shit. People equal shit. Come on.
You're listening to The Cure to Catastrophe with Mal Dror and me, Shay from the Bay. Oh, wait, hold on a second. Here's Mal Dror's favorite part.
Satan. Why?
Interrupt our regularly scheduled but irregularly attended live Sunday broadcast to bring you a special episode of The Cure to Catastrophe.
It's special?
It is special.
Does it ride the short bus?
It is special in so many ways, Mal Dror. It's the Mission Sunday Streets edition, and perhaps our last in this studio.
You're looking way out ahead of yourself.
What I'm going to do is remind people what a joy it is for us to be RadioValencia.fm and here in the heart of the Mission. If you want to ensure that we're able to maintain this terrific space, make a donation. RadioValencia.fm. PayPal. PayPal. Welcome to another episode of The Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm. That's how we do ads here. That's how we ask for money here. On the special episode, the special bus.
So far, it's very special.
Okay, listen. I did put together some special things, and I hear that you have a new segment.
Well, if we get to it, yeah.
We will get to it. But I did put together a little San Francisco streets montage.
Oh, do we have a theme?
Well, we do. Because this is the Radio Valencia City Streets edition. Sunday Streets. Where they close due boast to 26 all along Valencia. They close the whole fucking thing down for a mile. They have performances at the northern and southern end of the whole route. It's super fun. Mal Dror.
No, go ahead.
That's it. It's our Sunday Streets edition. It might be the last. So here's Jesus my weird Christ. Montage. Do you know what? Be nostalgic. It's fine. It's beautiful here. Bitchin' montage.
Summer's here, and the time is right for dancing in the street.
In San Francisco.
It's not like it's a marvelous day in a BAY.
On a San Francisco street.
Where you from?
San Francisco.
Man, I love this place, cause ain't nowhere like this place in San Francisco.
Nothing like it.
We go dancing in San Francisco.
Heard the neighbors finally
Listening to The Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm, where we have the best of intentions of having a smooth intro, and rarely, if ever, does it happen.
That was mostly smooth.
Well, I definitely ought to. We were talking off air. I definitely ought to. That's better than clearing my throat. Or as you did, you sniffed into the mic when the went live today.
The mics were all the way down. Did you not see me do this?
Oh, Maldor. Well, anyway. Hey, that's our opening set for Sunday Streets. This is Sunday Streets here in the Mission. Where
yeah,
they...
hey, if you're out for Sunday Streets, swing on by our station. It's on 22nd Street.
The weather is not that accommodating, but everybody's still out with their strollers and sweaters.
This is sunburn weather.
Having a perfect day for you.
No, no, I mean, like, this is where you'd forget about the fact that...
That it's still permeating and yeah. Getting you. Yeah, no, that's accurate. That's accurate. So, opening up that set, we heard... I love this background music. We heard a whole spate of Radio Valencia ads. One of them was Maldoror with an Aster. I love that fucking ad, and that's from probably 4 years ago, 5 years ago.
What are you talking about?
About the offering people the opportunity to become Radio Valencia DJs here.
Oh.
The more DJs we have, the more likely it is that we'll be able to retain this incredible storefront space that we have here on 22nd Street. So...
I'm kind of sorry I mentioned this to you last week because you got really hung up on it.
I am hung up on it. I had to ask Maldoror. So Maldoror said, you know, we had been... there are other spaces that are far less expensive and much more reasonable.
That if they'd gotten back to us, we'd be further along on this process. But no one's responded to our queries, so nothing's changing yet.
But the point is, there's got to be something a little more sustainable than what we're paying here in the Mission.
Yeah.
So that's why we're asking for donations. If you'd like to, if you're day drinking and you just like have, you're like, I need to get rid of this cash in my checking account, go to RadioValencia.fm, smash that PayPal button, add an extra zero or two, and, you know, keep us in this incredible storefront spot that we have here in the Mission. Transmissions from the Mission.
If you're listening on your, at the bar on your headphones, go home now. Just give us the rest of the money that you would have spent at the bar.
I love that you're the one saying that. Hey, opening up this set that's all about streets. Maldoror said, hey, it's Sunday Streets. Let's do an episode about streets.
She works well with the theme, so I just wanted to lob her a bone.
So do you.
It does make it easier.
So do you.
And I was very busy this week.
Wish you saw his boyish smile when I said so do you. In that set, we heard XTC. That was Respectable Street, which this is currently, but if we had to leave the studio space and go down to the Warfield, I'm afraid that's less of a respectable street. Before that, we heard that my weird San Francisco street.
The Crazy Horse is completely respectable.
Is it? Like I said last week, we could put our tiny chairs out front. Okay.
The Warfield?
Yes. Right across the street.
Now, if we can move into the other space we were talking about in the Outer Mission, they already have chairs out in front.
We also heard Street Player by Chicago. That is from a year that we heralded last week, 1979, opening up the set. Someone who is truly from the streets of the Mission, who has made it, La Doña, who I fucking love. That song is called Show Me How You Live In, and that's a release from about 4 years ago. I fucking love La Doña. Any opportunity we have to play her, celebrate the Mission District, yeah, we'll do it. This is the Sunday Streets episode, maybe our last. Am I a little dramatic?
What the Jesus?
Maldoror, I'm just saying. Like, sometimes you don't know how good you have it until we lose it, and we are on the precipice once again of losing it.
As Cinderella said, yes, you don't know what you got till it's gone. However, I'm really sorry I mentioned to you that we were idly considering. We'd been dangled the carrot of a really cheap studio, a space so cheap we would have to move to it downtown in the Warfield building. It's like a third of the rent we're paying, so like just the math makes sense. But until it happens, until they respond to our fucking emails and our inquiries,
right,
I wouldn't worry about it.
It is possible the space is gone.
It's not going away for at least the rest of our lease, which is 3 more months.
Anyway, let's talk about the rest of what we're going to hear on the show, because I think you have no idea what you're going to play. And I'm excited to watch you struggle.
True. I
For my own part, Maldoror, to be fair, I played a bunch of British bands, and I thought you might like it.
I'm going to play all British bands.
But I was wondering, like, also, most of them are from the 70s. We got the Kinks in there, too, so a little bit earlier. But I was wondering...
Where's Bonnie Tyler from?
Why?
She's Scottish, right?
Why? I don't know. That's a good question. Why? Look at the spelling of her name. Why were the streets so much more popular during the 70s? Like, most of the... I'm just saying, the good songs that I came up with... I mean, do you have any good, like, street songs from the...
Yes.
90s, where people are not, like, avoiding poverty or dodging bullets?
Well, I think it's a different thing. If you're talking about, like, the New York Lower East Side streets in the 70s, that was like living in a war zone. I mean, that's a whole different thing than just talking about being on the streets or from the streets or whatever.
We're just talking about what the songs were, like the...
Yeah, I don't have anything from the 70s.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was barely alive then.
Me too.
This is The Curated Catastrophe.
On RadioValencia.fm.
And this is actually the first song that popped into my head. I was like, oh, we could do a... I thought about it. We could do a Sunday theme, and like all the two songs that popped into my brain were terrible. One is that horrible jangly Sundays band, which I can't stand, don't remember their big hit.
I totally expected you to play them today. And oh, God, if you get to the end of your rope at the end of the show, I think that like it would be great if you did. Yep. Earworm.
I don't even remember.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it to the listeners. Be kind.
Yeah, and the, like Sunday Bloody Sunday. But what was the other one that
has nothing to do with streets.
No, I was talking about if we were doing a Sunday theme, but I only could come up with like two things. And I'm like, okay, yeah, Sunday sucks. Oh, Sunday Morning Coming Down, which is great, but I probably played 50 versions of Sunday Morning Coming Down already on the show up to this point. So I don't need to play it again just to make.
I love that you're stalling because you haven't done your pre-prep talking about all the things
so we shifted it. Okay, we can do Sunday or Streets. Let's do Streets.
Streets.
So Streets is easy. And this is a song from 1994. It's a B-side from the band Suede on Radio Valencia.
.fm.
It's called The Sound of the Streets.
Yeah. beach and the perfect waves are starting to come. His hair is flying out in ribbons of gold, and his touch, he's got the power to stun. I got a dream about an angel in the forest, enchanted by the edge of a lake. Body's glowing in the jewels of light, and the earth below him starting to shake.
make it complete. So what's the story? Guaranteed accuracy, enhanced CD. Latest technology, darts at treble 20. Huge non-recoupable advance, majors be vigilant. I excel in both content and deliverance. So let's put on our classics and we'll have a little dance, shall we? No sales pitch, no media hype. No hydro, it's nice and ripe. I speak in communications in bold type. This ain't your archetypal street sound. Scan for ultrasounds, north, south, east, west and all round. And then to the underground.
You say that everything sounds the same. Then you go by them. There's no excuses, my friend. Let's push things forward. You say that everything sounds the same. Then you go by them. There's no excuses, my friend. Let's push things forward.
As we progress to the checkpoint, I wholeheartedly agree with your viewpoint, but this ain't your typical garage joint. I make points which hold significance. That ain't a bag, it's a shipment. This ain't a track, it's a movement. I got the settlement. My frequencies are transient and resonate your eardrums. I make bangers, not anthems. Leave that to the Artful Dodger, the broad-shouldered 51% shareholder. You won't find us on Alta Vista. Cult classic, not bestseller. You're gonna need more power. Plug in the three phase and the generator. Crank it up to the gigawatts. Critics ready with your pot shots. The plot thickens. Put on your mittens for these sub-zero conditions. But remember I'm just spitting. Remember I'm just spitting. Once bitten, forever smitten.
You say that everything sounds the same. Then you go by them. There's no excuses, my friend. Push things forward. You say that everything sounds the same. Then you go by them. There's no excuses, my friend. Let's push things forward.
Spit jewels like Eastern riches, junkie fixes. Around here we say birds, not as. London Bridge burns down, Brixton's burning up. Turns out you're in luck, so I know this dodgy f***ing the duck. So it's just another show flip from your local city poet. Case you geezers don't know it, let's push things forward. It's a tall order, but we're taller. Calling all maulers, backstreet brawlers, corner shop crawlers. Victory's flawless. Love us or hate us, but don't slate us. Don't conform to formulas. Pop genres are shut. Sharp darts, double dutch. Park cars, troubles are much with more bud. Let's push things forward.
You say that everything. Then you go by them. There's no excuses, my friend. Let's push things forward. You say that everything sounds the same. Then you go by them.
You're listening to The Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm. The very special, is it a special bus episode?
It's a special bus episode.
It is a special bus episode for our possibly last Sunday streets
Jesus
here in the
Christ.
Mission. Okay,
could you
listen.
Let that go.
Well, I want people to feel guilted into donating money by going to RadioValencia.fm and finding that PayPal button.
There's nothing final about anything.
Yeah, I know, but...
But yeah, if there's not enough... There's going to be another Sunday Streets at the beginning of next summer, so it's going to be like 6 or 8 months.
And Maldor, one needs to plan for the future, and so I'm asking for some assistance. It's too hard to ask for help.
Anyway, one should live for the day.
Hit the PayPal button. Like, make a mistake. Put an extra zero. We wouldn't be mad. We won't refund it. We'll just send a thank you note.
It's tax deductible. We are a 501(c).
That's true. That's the one thing C3, we are C3. Legitimate about. Yeah. The taxes. Just kidding.
No, we actually are.
Tell us about your last segment. And then we'll get to having a special guest in studio.
The special guest should mumble into the mic so we see if the mics are working at all. Nope.
Let's go ahead and try the orange microphone.
Hello?
Now point it at yourself.
Okay. Is this good? Am I mumbling enough?
Yeah. Can you hear yourself?
I can kind of hear myself.
Okay, pretend great. Like you are a person who teaches people who do vocal acting.
Like voiceovers?
Yeah. Like,
oh my God. Really?
Yeah. Yes.
I don't know if I can pretend to do that.
Yeah, I think no, you might be able to.
I don't know.
No, it's straight.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
It's like here.
That is in fact working. And that's off now, so you guys can fuck with that. I mean, so that was my set. That's my first set. Again, we're doing a streets theme because it's Sunday Streets. And we kick things off with The Sound of the Streets by Suede from the B-Sides, or Sci-Fi Lullaby album, which is a collection of B-Sides, their first collection of B-Sides. They just came out with a second collection of B-Sides for this year's Record Store Day, which is called Sci-Fi Lullabies Volume 2, which I picked up and have not yet listened to. Middle song of the set, which Shay complained endlessly about, was Tonight is What It Means to Be Young by Fire Incorporated. Obviously, that was a, a Jim Steinman song, because it kept getting more and more over the top.
It was highly dramatic, and I asked him, what the fuck is this? And then he said, of course it's the songwriter for Meatloaf.
Yeah.
Every single one of Meatloaf's...
Yes, the Bat Out of Hell is like the songs of Jim Steinman, as performed by Meatloaf.
I just feel like you're going to start talking about like J.K. Rowling next or something.
Nope,
like, but what are we doing? We're doing just Meatloaf. Okay.
And yeah, it's from the Streets of Fire original soundtrack. So, but also, I thought that was Bonnie Tyler. It's some band called Fire Incorporated. Doesn't really matter who performed it. Anyway,
still within the theme of the streets.
Last song of the set was "Let's Push Things Forward" from their first record, original pirate material, and that was The Streets. And when I say they, I mean him. It was just one dude
in the streets.
Yeah. It's a fucking great album. You should check out original pirate material. His second one is good too. A Grand Don't Come for Free, and then he kind of drops off the radar.
It's one. It's like a 1 degree separation from your obsession with wailing songs, which if no one knows what I'm talking about, yeah.
Well. Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about, and I'm here every week.
Goodness gracious. Anyway, back to our special in studio guest.
Hello, in studio guest.
Hello.
Do you have a DJ name?
I was hoping that Shay from the Bay would grant me one, just like I get to be knighted or something.
I love yes, the idea of being knighted. I felt the same. I just don't know what do you feel is fitting for a woman who is made from like some holy cloth. You know how people are like, oh, she's cut from a different cloth. What do you call a woman who is cut from like some holy cloth? You know, that was like, it was stolen from some place like
she's
catacombs.
DJ Saint Geo.
Fuck yeah.
I fucking
what
love
about
that.
DJ Saint G? Is that too short?
No, that's easier. It's
DJ Saint G.
DJ Saint G. Yeah, all right.
DJ Saint G.
I have been knighted as DJ Saint G.
I'll take the revision.
But I feel like you've been more canonized if you are a Saint G, right?
Oh, I like this.
So there it is.
I'll allow it.
Welcome to the airwaves. So the only other person here that's also been canonized is Maldor. Maldor was canonized by the Sisters of
Perpetual
Indulgence.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it was a really big deal.
I have a plaque and everything.
Yeah, it was It was for his work.
It's for charity stuff I do.
It's more than that. He's an activist.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so, he's terrific. You'd be surprised.
So
everyone's surprised.
So do you live here in the city?
No, I don't. I actually live in Las Vegas, but I'm here visiting my mama, which means that I'm going to be visiting my friends. So I'm here doing that.
My mom lives in Henderson, so I actually do the cross commute a lot. Thank God the flights are cheap. You're actually in Las Vegas proper?
Well, closer to Henderson, like in the Silverado Ranch area, because it's within Las Vegas proper, like on the Strip. I actually don't like that stuff.
Yeah, I don't think anybody who lives there does.
No.
If they don't have to work there.
Yeah.
And what brings you to the Bay?
Sad stuff that...
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, no, it's okay.
Didn't mean to dredge that up.
Sad stuff in that my late partner passed away here.
Sorry.
No, but he was amazing, and he loved the Bay Area and everything. His friends, our friends are here, so I'm here kind of just soaking it all up.
Okay, well... Okay, sorry.
Don't be sorry.
We're happy to provide closure. Sorry.
We don't offer closure. We offer, like, a healthy place to process things and
exactly.
Say things.
Shay is processing every single week.
We can't go one episode without mentioning Dead Mom. So,
or crying.
Yeah, or, no, you know
sometimes
what, that's not
usually,
true.
Usually both.
Maldor, I cry at work. Okay, I save that for union time. All right, like I need to make sure that I'm getting paid for that. So
yeah, 70,
you're wrong about
70
that.
70 cents on the dollar. It's, I wonder why.
I don't. That's why I joined a union. This is the first time in my life that I get paid the same thing as the guy standing next to me, even in tech with my education. Stand down, Maldor.
That is actually pretty bitchin'.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Fucking, that's why we made that choice. Anyway, we are in studio with DJ St. Geo and
but
hold
wait.
On.
Yes.
Wait.
Yes. What?
Yes. There's so much more.
Yeah, but what is St. G going to do?
What are you here to do? Why are you in the neighborhood?
So I'm in the neighborhood because... okay, so St. G, I'm referring to myself in third person.
Of course.
Pull back.
A super introvert with social anxiety. And
welcome to the radio.
Yes, exactly. So this is like perfect. And my friends who know my heart and know how I interact with the world have advised me to just go out on meet and greets with people just so that I get become okay with like meeting strangers that are of... potential, like, possibly attracted to them. I don't even know what that would mean.
Where are you meeting these strangers?
Coffee shops. So this is just going to be a meet and greet.
How did you make the connection?
On one of those apps. I don't know what I'm doing.
Dude, I love that you're doing it anyway, though.
Yeah, you're out there. I
love so that you're... It's scared.
We were talking about this previous to your arrival. I predate those apps, and by those apps we're gonna for the listeners who aren't up to speed, we mean dating apps.
I can't even call it a date. I call them meet and greet so I don't freak myself out.
Yeah, that seems
right?
Perfectly reasonable. And you're meeting for coffee. Nothing weird happens at coffee.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
On the other hand, Chelsea Handler has a very funny bit from when she was in her earlier 40s, and she's complaining about being on coffee dates.
Are we going to talk about somebody who's funnier?
No, I'm just saying. And she's like, what do you expect to happen on a coffee date? And, you know, on the other hand, a social introvert might be like, this is the correct pace for development, for like a healthy... Right.
So you're meeting your serial killer at coffee. Somewhere.
No, she's meeting her subjects of her short stories or her next short films.
And they don't know me, so they don't know if I'm the psychopath in this, you know? Like, I'm just saying.
God, that's so
you know?
It's like everything's a blind date in the modern era. They don't come like pre-approved by your friends.
It's, yeah.
It's just like... I'm just
my friend... I'm like, what friends?
Well, you said you came here to visit friends.
I did. And like, the friends like did Jay...
Did you cyberstalk this person, see if you have any connections?
No. So the whole reason why I'm okay with meeting this person is because... they messaged me at the time that I was 100 feet away from where I thought that they took their profile picture from. So I was like, oh, this is synchronistic a little bit. Even if this isn't a romantic connection. I don't know. I don't even want a romantic connection, honestly. I'm just, like, wanting to meet people. So, but I'm like, if it could just be a potential friendship, you know? Maybe he's just as weird as I am, and that would be amazing to have as a friend. You know, like, I'm not... looking for anything. My heart is not
so
placed.
DJ St. G also though went on one of these meet and greets with someone whose brand she loved.
Yes.
Which I thought was like, you know, and then she's like, oh, you don't like that? I like that.
No.
Because look, it's so important to admire people. You don't have to like want them or want to be with them.
And
yeah, I hearken back to I think it's a ludicrous lyric, like anyway, he's talking about wearing all his favorite brands. And I'm like, I don't have any fucking favorite brands. Like, wait.
Like, it was more of like an entrepreneur, like lifting them up
okay,
that you can
right.
do it kind of thing.
Okay,
you
great.
Know? Yeah, it wasn't actually a brand. It was like hey, this is cool that you're doing, and I know that entrepreneurs have such a hard time, and I want to give you props for that.
Okay, all right.
And I was very, very clear with that in the beginning. I was like, this is not a date. This is just I like your ish.
Yeah, well, that was what I was going to say before Shay interrupted me. Is I assume that
I learned from you.
I haven't done one of these dating apps, but I assume you have to have a bunch of common interests or at least...
I don't know.
Really? You don't have to fill out a whole questionnaire?
Fill out a questionnaire, but whether that's a common interest or not, you have no idea. They might just be like, blah, 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 and swiping or like not swiping or just, you know, whatever. And they don't give a poopy poop about anything.
You can curse on the air. It's
okay,
fine. We're not actually on the air. We're on the internet. And there are no rules on the internet.
Cool. So it's Wild West. They don't give a shit about shit. So, yeah.
Okay, so you're meeting someone. Can we get his first name or their first name or her first name?
How about I give an initial?
Fine.
M.
M.
Oh, I like that. That's so right? Like like French literary.
Yeah.
You know, like M. Dot.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you're going to go meet M, who you know nothing about.
Nope.
You don't know if you have any common interests, and you were mistaken about where they filmed their profile pic?
It was in a Simpsons thing somewhere. Oh. So, and I was in the Simpsonsville in Universal Studios yesterday. So.
Oh, cool.
Wait. Yeah, isn't that weird?
So wait, it's like
you were in L.A. yesterday?
Yes.
Oh. All right.
Yeah, DJ St. Chi is...
Hey, jet set.
Active, yes, on circuits, we'll say. For being a self-proclaimed introvert is an incredible representative in so many ways.
Okay, well.
Anyway.
They have parties on circuits. They're called circuit parties. Never mind.
She walks Marco those carpets anyway.
Marco knows what I'm talking about.
Marco begins with an M. Who knows?
No, it's not. He's pretty gay.
Marco's one of our listeners.
But he would be your best friend, like, if it were Marco. He's one of our DJs and also the administrator of the station. Okay. He is the backbone of the station in so many ways.
Amazing.
And, yes.
And I'm sure you guys would have an excellent coffee date.
And, yes, you
or
would.
Or coffee meet.
Yes. No, he would be the best coffee meet because you wouldn't have to worry about, you know, needing to go home with him. He would just be the best conversation you ever met.
Oh, my gosh.
So you're going to go on this coffee thing.
Yes.
And then I heard you're going to use us as an excuse to pull the ripcord.
Yes. If you need to.
Yes.
If you don't, okay. You shouldn't. But if you do, hey, we need you to come back and tell us how it went.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I might also get lost, and I also might, like, get social anxiety where I have to, like, just go home and, like, curl up in a ball. So that might also be part of the option.
That's what we do after the show. Super.
Amazing.
We're totally with that.
This is why we're on the radio, because we're really talking to a wall in a room and not having to see other people.
Exactly.
You're like a whole, like, you know, throwing a grenade into the situation.
I know. Baldur and I are like, faces for radio. Let's stay in. It's good.
I love your faces.
You're sweet.
Anyway.
Coffee, meet and greet. Yes. This is the Curated Catastrophe.
We also have to give you...
DJ St. G.
DJ St. G. I was like, what's her? Yeah. DJ St. G. Time to get to her coffee.
Yes, yes.
Coffee.
I gotta go.
We did see you checking your phone. So.
And get back, which I don't think you'll have time to meet and assess someone. Or actually, you might in an hour.
Oh, gosh. Well,
I actually feel like I probably, because it takes me a while to drink my coffee, I probably won't be back. But I love that you allow me to use you as an excuse.
Yes, you should. If you need to run away.
Yes.
Just.
I'll be like,
if you don't need to run away, there are also still Michelin-rated restaurants in the area. I'm just saying, if you wanted to extend the situation with the unknown unit.
I already know no.
Okay. Copy that. Okay.
But thank you for that.
Okay.
All right. Shall we jump back into the music since we've been
We should. And if you guys are interested in brand new Filipina sitcoms, you should check out one that's called Made to Shine. You might enjoy it.
Okay.
It's a product of DJ St. G.
Oh, all right.
But we'll come back with that more later. Opening up this next set, we're going to hear from David Bowie, some other weird stuff by 10cc, The Kinks, and of course, the man who thinks you're a total fucking cunt, David Gilmour.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, then.
Nice set here on probably our last Sunday Streets.
Jesus.
Gosh darn it. Just donate the money so we don't have to leave, you guys.
RadioValencia.fm.
This girl is made of lipstick, powder and paint. Sees the pictures of herself, every magazine on every shelf. This girl is made of Bond Street, hailing cabs, lunches with executives, gleaming teeth, sip aperitives. This girl is a lonely girl, takes the train from Paddington to Oxford Circus, buys the Daily News, but passengers don't smile at her. Oh no, don't smile at her. This girl is made of loneliness, a broken heart, for the boy that she once knew doesn't want to know her anymore. And this girl is a lonely girl, everything she wants is hers, but she can't make it with the boy she really wants to be with all the time. To love all the time. This boy is made of envy, jealousy. He doesn't have a limousine, really wants to be a star himself. This girl, her world is made of flashlights and films. Her cares are scraps on the cutting room floor. And maids of Bond Street drive round in chauffeur cars. Maids of Bond Street
Street shouldn't have love affairs.
Dead end street.
Dead end street.
Yeah. jazz.